Ukraine tariffs and Gaza have been growing. And here in Italy, the spat is being read as the end of a close political friendship. For NPR News, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The FBI is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the capture and conviction of a man suspected in a string of shootings in the Kansas City area, including one fatality. Authorities say 22-year-old Oscar Sanchez Munoz is not only the suspect in five shootings along Interstate 70 in Independence, Missouri, he's also one for allegedly shooting at a car's days earlier in Wyandotte County. A motive for the shootings has not been determined. Sanchez Munoz is still at large and considered armed and dangerous. Meanwhile, a mass shooting in Kansas City last night has left one dead and five injured. KNBC reports police were called to the scene near Casey's 18th and Vine Jazz District around 10:30 last night, where they found three victims, including a man pronounced dead at the scene. Three other shooting victims were taken to a nearby hospital by private vehicle. The investigation is continuing. After the second round of the U.S. Open, Sam Stevens of Wichita remains in a tie for second, four strokes behind the leader, Wyndham Clark. Also in the top 10 on the leaderboard is Overland Park native Harry Higgs, who shot a 2-under par yesterday. Higgs was not informed until Monday this week that he'd made the field as an alternate and had to quickly adjust his travel plans while on a flight to North Carolina.
I hadn't had a cocktail in a while, but I did have a cocktail to celebrate that, and then basically registered and did a lot of stuff that they kind of asked for.
Playing as the last player entered in the 156-player field, Higgs was tied for seventh after the second round, while Topeka native and former U.S. Open winner Gary Woodland was tied for 11th. In other sports, the Kansas City Royals beat the St. Louis Cardinals last night 6-5. They've got the day off today, as the World Cup match at Arrowhead has Ecuador playing Curacao at 7 p.m. The Royals and Cardinals play their next game in the series at 1:10 tomorrow. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the east. We've got a 90% chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms in our forecast for tonight. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Lord, it's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary.
You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this gorgeous Saturday morning for this Father's Day weekend. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, how a tiny country in Africa stunned the soccer world by holding Spain to a draw in the World Cup. Can it help that country draw business to it beyond the World Cup? That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, presenting their summer series, Barocco Italiano, featuring the music of Vivaldi, Corelli, Pergolesi, and more. Opening concerts on June 19th and June 21st. Tickets available at kcbaroque.org.
Again, it is a gorgeous day out there, sunny skies. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, and a flood watch remains in effect for most of northeast Kansas, actually all of northeast Kansas, through tomorrow. Highs today in the mid-80s. For tonight, a 90% chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms. Some of that rainfall might be heavy, so again, we'll remain under a flood watch until tomorrow. Lows overnight in the upper 60s. And for tomorrow, our Father's Day, we've got a chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 in Manhattan, 71 in Lawrence, 70 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from
Extra Nutrition seems to be helping them out.
The longevity of butterflies and what we can learn. Join me, Ping Huang, here on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu.
I'm Peter Sagal. Foreign tourists are discovering the pleasures of America as they enjoy the World Cup, and they haven't even heard their first public radio news quiz. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. Looks like a gorgeous day out there. We do still have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, but it looks pretty clear to me. Light winds from the east. A 90% chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms overnight tonight. Some of that rainfall may be heavy locally. Lows in the upper 60s. A reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for northeast Kansas in effect until tomorrow. It's 71 degrees in Topeka, 72 in Lawrence, 70 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Can Communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K2 DenCR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Followed by the Moth Radio Hour. That's all ahead here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
We have a gorgeous day ahead of us today, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, a good chance of rain overnight tonight, so get out and enjoy the weather while you can. It's 72 in Topeka, 71 in Lawrence.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. America is feeling down, but there's nothing better for our mood than seeing ourselves through fresh eyes. Yeah, everything's messed up, but we're still the only country where you can get a gallon-sized bucket of Mountain Dew and free refills. We'll ask who's loving the U.S. of A., and Carol Claire Burke, the author of the hit book Yesteryear, tells us what she has against the olden days. Plus, Alzo Slade expresses concern about my pre-show rituals.
Are you okay? Why are you in the alley?
We'll ask who was worried about who being where on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox News today, talks with Iran on ending the war will resume soon.
That's special.
Since 1751, from groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine is working to change lives. And the listeners who donate to this NPR station.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got mostly sunny skies throughout the KPR listing area. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 74 in Emporia, 71 in Manhattan, 73 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
Play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Next time on Prairie Journal, the story of President Eisenhower and the Red Scare tactics of Joseph McCarthy.
Ike's rationale was, if I give him attention, if I give McCarthy attention, it'll just make him more prominent. And so Ike said he was not going to get down in the gutter with that guy.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting USA versus Turkey viewing party on June 25th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration on New Hampshire Street and viewing party in the Lawrence Arts Center. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
We have a beautiful day ahead of us, partly sunny skies. It looks pretty much mostly sunny to me out there. Highs today in the mid-80s, light winds from the east. We've got a 90% chance of rain, maybe some thunderstorms for tonight. Some rainfall might be heavy, which is why the National Weather Service is continuing a flood watch for northeast Kansas through tomorrow. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, still a chance of rain and thunderstorms. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Raymond James.
Wait to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly showcase of Kansas music. On the show this week, our special guest is 80 Proof Alice from Hayes, Kansas. Join us for live tracks and interview with KPR's own Max Paley and 80 Proof Alice this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community when you make a gift through your will. For more information about planned giving, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org and find out how you can leave your legacy today.
Support for NPR comes from...
Anyway, because they tracked her there on their phones.
And if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Aldo Slay. Thanks also to Shane O'Neill, Karen Chi, Peter Gross. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago, Illinois. Thanks to all of you for listening wherever you might be. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll be back with you next week. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Partly sunny skies. It looks mostly sunny to me right now. Highs in the mid-80s. Light winds from the east. We have a really good chance of rain, maybe some thunderstorms overnight tonight. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Emporia, 73 in Manhattan.
They say you never forget.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include DuckDuckGo, who believes that AI is hard to avoid right now. That's why they made a version of their private search engine without AI. Learn more at duckduckgo.com.
Farm and a daughter must become a fierce advocate for her parents. When the Moth Radio Hour continues.
Support for the Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on This American Life, it's the fourth quarter, last 2 minutes, behind and desperate. Stories of people trying anything they can think of. The Hail Mary play on This American Life coming up right after the Moth Radio Hour at noon here on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies. It's mostly sunny to me right now. Highs in the mid-80s. Light winds from the east. We've got a 90% chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm tonight. Some of that rainfall might be heavy. Lows in the lower 60s. It's 77 in Emporia, 76 in Lawrence, 75 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
From PRX, School of Law. Over the past decade, they have developed a deep understanding of America's criminal legal system. When not drowning in coursework, they love taking their cat on walks, eating through Queens and Brooklyn, and capturing New York's beauty and chaos through photography. For the record, any story that begins with a mustard yellow velour tracksuit and ends with advocacy and love is speaking my language. Have you ever felt like you have a story that you'd like to tell us? If so, you can pitch us a story right on our site, themoth.org.
I was in the car with my Irish twin, my older sister, in our sleek Ford Tempo 1984 on our way to a medical school interview. It was my dream to go to medical school, but we had no one medical in our family, so I wasn't sure if it was real. Just a dream, reality, who knew? But there we were, driving to the medical school interview, and the car broke down. The amazing Ford Tempo broke down. She said, I'm going to get you to that interview. So I'm not sure how, because we're stuck on the side of the road, and in comes a huge semi, parks right in front of us, and my sister jumps out and goes to talk to the semi driver, and then motions me to come back and to also come into the truck with the semi driver. So dream, death, I'm not sure where we're going here, but for some reason that day I wore this outfit of a long tapestry skirt, I don't know, like an English professor and a sweater jacket, I don't know, fashion is not my forte. So in I jump in the car, in the semi, and I ask the gentleman his name. He says, they call me Sneaky Snake. Okay, where are you headed? He said, the state pen. I said, okay. I turn around, and there's a bed behind me full of carnival stuffed snakes. And I say, okay. So he said, I hear we got to get you to an interview. I said, oh, yes, please. So he drops us off at the next exit, I get to the interview, in the interview they ask me, any recent challenges that you've had? And I said, well, our car broke down, sneaky snake, interview, here we are. And so from now on, as a doc, when I have a patient who's a trucker, I always thank them for making my dreams come true.
Remember, you can pitch us online at themoth.org, where you can also share these stories or others from the Moth Archive. In a moment, a woman learns the secret of her grandmother's cooking when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Take the next step forward in your career. Both virtual and hybrid roles are available in an award-winning workplace. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today. And from StoryWorth. Each week, StoryWorth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, they'll publish family memories into a bound book to keep forever. Learn more at StoryWorth.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
Later today on This American Life, if you're stuck in an ICE detention facility right now, with no reliable way to communicate with the outside world, no money, how do you tell your loved ones where you are? We can yell over the massive walls to the people outside. Or, not many people can do this, you can throw a bottle with a note later today.
Join us for This American Life coming up at noon here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
This episode of The Moth Radio Hour was hosted by John Good. John is a regular host for The Moth, an Emmy winner, a spoken word poet, and John and Barbara's boy. The show was produced by me, Jay Allison, and Michelle Jalowski. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick, associate producer Emily Couch. The stories were directed by Chloe Salmon and Kate Tellers. Additional Grand Slam coaching by Jennifer Hickson and education program coaching by Jonathan Cabral. The Moth leadership team includes Gina Duncan, Christina Norman, Marina Kluche, Sarah Austin-Jeunesse, Jordan Cardinale, Caledonia Cairns, Suzanne Rust, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Patricia Urania. Special thanks to unlikely collaborators for their support of the Moth Education Program. Our pitch came in from Dr. Mary Rensel from Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Moth stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Blue Dot Sessions and Stellwagen Symphonette. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts through June 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. And from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. Join us for 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. You've got one more chance to join us for these Thursdays during June. This Thursday, it's with Switchgrass String Quartet. Food trucks starting at 11:30, music by the Switchgrass String Quartet starting at 1 o'clock. Hope to see you there. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Partly sunny skies this afternoon. Highs expected in the mid-80s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Desperate times, my friends.